Incumbent Massachusetts Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown is taking another step to distance himself from his own party. He's written to the chairman of the Republican National Committee to oppose GOP platform language about abortion. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the impact abortion could have on the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts.
In the letter, Senator Scott Brown asks the chairman of the Republican National Committee to drop the anti-abortion plank in the party platform. He released the letter just as news broke that, for the first time in months, Brown now leads his Democratic opponent, Elizabeth Warren. The public policy polling survey found Brown ahead by 5 points. Pollster Tom Jensen says it's the first time in 14 months that Brown has the lead.
It is getting to the point where there's pretty clearly some momentum going in Brown's direction. Our last poll was a tie, but the one before that, Warren was up by 5 points. So over the last 5 months, you've seen Brown gain 10 points, which is definitely pretty meaningful.
But Jensen found something that could be a concern for Brown. Most Massachusetts voters want Democrats to retain their majority in the Senate.
Yeah, I think that Warren's path to victory is really making this strong argument that she is needed in order for Democrats to keep control of the Senate, that if Warren is not elected, that these really extremist Republicans who aren't like Scott Brown are going to end up with the majority in the Senate.
And so yesterday, Warren tried to tie Brown's position on issues affecting women to the rest of his party.
And Scott Brown can't have it both ways. Remember, Scott Brown got on this train when he voted against equal pay for equal work, when he decided to become a co-sponsor of an amendment that would deny women access to birth control, and when he stood up and said, yay, Mitt Romney, who said he was going to get rid of Planned Parenthood, and yay, Paul Ryan, who's out there on a bill wanting to redefine rape.
Ryan, Romney's running mate, is co-sponsor of a bill that would prohibit funding abortions with federal money except in cases of, quote, forcible rape. Critics protested that, quote, forcible rape might not include women who are drunk or drugged when raped, who are mentally handicapped and coerced, or who are victims of statutory rape. The word forcible was dropped before the bill passed the House. The Senate has not voted on it. Brown resists Warren's attempt to tie him to the National Republican Party on women's issues.
Well, I think someone should remind Professor Warren that she's running against me and not against Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. And if she wanted to run against Mitt Romney, she should have been in the primary against the president. So I think she's running in the wrong race. That being said, I live in a house full of women. And as you know, I'm pro-choice.
Brown wanted to allow religious institutions to opt out of offering birth control in health insurance. Like other Republican senators, such as Olympia Snow and Susan Collins of Maine, Brown opposed a bill mandating equal pay, calling it, quote, the right cause, unquote, but saying it would put too many burdens on employers. Women are the one group in which Warren is still ahead. Among women, Warren leads Brown by 9 points in the public policy polling survey. It was conducted before Monday when Brown asked Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin to drop out of his Senate race. Akin had said in cases of what he calls, quote, legitimate rape, the female body has ways to prevent pregnancy. Brown led his party in calling on Akin to drop out. Peter Ubertascio, chairman of the political science department at Stonehill College, calls it a very smart move.
He got ahead of the Democratic critique and the Democratic tactic, which is to try to link any New England Republican with the National Party, and particularly, you know, some fringe elements within the National Party.
Ubertascio says if Brown is to pull out a victory, it's because people do not associate him with the more conservative elements of the National Republican Party. Because the poll was conducted over the weekend, it's too early to say how Brown's call to Akin to drop out or his call to drop the party's anti-abortion platform will play among Massachusetts voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.